Hi, my name is Eileen Schiavone, and I'm here today with my mother, Hannah Smith, or originally Hannah Sivonen, and we're going to be discussing her immigration to the United States. So, what is your country of origin, and when did you immigrate?
I was born in Finland, and I immigrated in 1994.
Okay, so you were born and raised in Finland. Just because you've had a bit of time here, and you've seen and experienced a bit of child rearing in the United States, would you say that it's kind of different compared to Finland?
I would say it's a little bit different. You know, the way you raise kids in Finland is much more freer. You know, they kind of do things unsupervised, where in America, you know, kids, you know, parents usually look, you know, watch over them much more than in Finland. You know.
All right. That's interesting. So we talked a bit about family just now. So speaking of family, did they know in advance that you were planning on moving to the United States at some point?
I was only going to come here for one semester at college. And I met my husband, and the rest is history.
Oh. So I did not know that. I guess that's the point of an interview. So would you say the greatest allure for you to come to the United States was to seek a higher education?
Yes.
Actually, where did you end up going to college?
UMass Lowell.
Oh, that's interesting. So when you eventually did decide to move here, it was because of you're seeking a relationship with your husband who... Okay. What did your family think about you staying permanently in the United States?
Well, obviously, you know, they didn't want me to be that far away, but it wasn't their choice. It's like, you know, now that my mother is getting older, it's harder to be further away. But, you know, I still have underage children, so here I am.
So eventually you had to try and register to become a citizen, or what is your personal type of immigration? Do you have like a green card, a visa, or are you a citizen?
I'm a permanent resident alien.
Oh, that's interesting. So had you ever been to the United States before you decided to immigrate?
No.
Like not even on a holiday, vacation?
Nope.
No. So your first time here was college.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So what year did you immigrate?
1994.
So imagine it's 1994 for a second, and you just got off the plane, because I'm imagining you took a plane.
Mm-hmm.
Steamships seem kind of outdated. Imagine you just got off the plane. What were your first impressions of your surroundings, the people, and did you think anything about your future prospects in that time?
That's a long time ago. Yeah, obviously my flight got canceled, and instead of flying to Boston, I had to fly to JFK in New York City. And it was kind of like an adventure to try to figure out how to get to Boston. And but it was like everybody seemed very friendly, and, you know, I spoke English, so it wasn't a problem.
So you stayed for a semester of college. Mm-hmm. Did you stay longer, or because eventually things changed? Like you, your plan sounds like it changed. You were only going to stay for a semester, but then you met my father.
Yeah.
And did you end up going to college for longer? Did your plans change after that?
I didn't. I went to work after that.
So once everything was worked out and you kind of had more of a plan, you were working, you had a roof over your head. What was the first thing that you wanted to do? You were in the United States. You were a young star-eyed child. Not really, but what was the first thing that you wanted to do?
Get a job.
Well, besides that, like, was there any, like, monuments that you wanted to see? Anything, like, about the American lifestyle that you wanted to experience?
Well, I wanted to see, obviously, you know, I'm a skier, so I wanted to ski. I wanted to ski in Colorado, and I wanted to ski in Utah, and New Hampshire and Vermont. And so that was probably one of the first things. I wanted to, you know, go see, obviously I wanted, you know, get to know Boston because I lived really close to Boston. And I really liked the city life in Boston as well. I obviously wanted to see Niagara Falls because, you know, that's kind of a big thing.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm like not like really into like a monuments and things like that. It's more like the national parks and nature.
Interesting. So that sounds like a blast, you know,
mm-hmm.
spending your youth out and about. Do you mind if we go back and talk about your family for a second?
Sure.
So were you keeping in contact with them, and how were communications? Were they being supportive? Like,
yeah, we called each other. Internet was kind of at its infancy at that point, you know, so it was text messages and, you know, back in then we still send letters. And, so that's how we communicated. And then, like once like Facebook and things like that happened like 10 years ago, you know, we started communicating through Facebook. So it's much easier now.
Mm. So following up with the whole family thing, now you're in this relationship, serious relationship. Now you're intending on staying a little bit longer.
Mm-hmm.
Were you intent on having a family and pursuing the stereotypical American dream?
I wanted to have family eventually, and we waited 7 years before we had children after we got married, so I was focused on my career.
So. Mm. Reflecting, do you think you achieved the American dream in the stereotypical sense or in your personal sense, and what would you say you were striving for in a lifestyle?
Well, I definitely did reach, you know, the stereotypical, you know.
2.5 kids, white picket fence. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, exactly what I got. And yeah, it's like, you know, it was comfortable, stable life. And you know, it wasn't, you know, I wasn't like, I obviously wanted to own a house because it makes sense not to rent. But I wasn't like thinking of American dream. Like it would have happened in any other country too.
Oh, speaking of other countries, were there any other countries on your radar? Like, if school at UMass wasn't, like, a thing, would you have gone, like, elsewhere, like, to Sweden or Norway or...
Well, I actually had a job lined up after after this college is over to go work in Spain, Madrid, oh. Spain. But then I got married.
So did you get married, like, right through college while you were at UMass, or...?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, all right. So, life seems to be going really well right now, you know? Things are working out. We live in a lovely town, Leominster. Yeah. Not just saying that for the interview. Hi, Mr. Oxford. Looking to the future, do you think you might ever go back to Finland?
I don't think I will be.
Like, not,
you'd... Well, of course I will go there to visit, but I don't think I could...
Move back.
I've been here more than half of my life, so...
Mm-hmm. So, as another reflection, do you think you've accomplished everything that you hoped to do when you were just a star-eyed, fresh-off-the-boat immigrant to the United States? Have you achieved everything that you wanted to here?
Yes, I have. Yeah.
Anything in particular that you're proud of?
It's my kids. I'm very proud of my children.
Oh, that's lovely. You flatter me. So, are there still things you want to do here, or are you pretty much content with the life that you're leading so far?
I'm pretty content. You know, save for retirement.
Well, thank you so much for your time. This was a very enlightening interview. I learned a few things that I did not know about you.
Okay, good.
So, thank you. This has been Hannah Sivonen, or Hannah Smith, interviewing an immigrant from Finland. And I am Eileen Schiavone. Thank you.
Thank you.